Welcome to your WJEA Level Business Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to master one of the most technically demanding and most rewarding topics on the entire specification, critical path analysis. Whether you're sitting your exam in a few weeks or you're just getting started, this episode will give you everything you need to pick up every available mark. Let's go. So what is critical path analysis? At its heart, CPA is a project management tool. It allows a business to plan a complex project by breaking it down into individual activities, working out the logical order those activities must happen in, and then identifying which activities are so time-sensitive that any delay to them will delay the entire project. That sequence of time-critical activities is called the critical path. WJEA examiners love this topic because it tests both your numerical precision and your ability to evaluate, and that combination is where the marks really stack up. Let's start with the building blocks. A CPA network diagram is made up of nodes and arrows. Nodes are the circles. They represent the start or end of an activity. Arrows represent the activities themselves, and they're labeled with a letter and a duration, usually in days or weeks. Each node is split into two halves. The top half shows the earliest start time, the EST. The bottom half shows the latest finish time, the LFT. These two numbers are the engine of the whole technique, and getting them right is absolutely essential. Let's talk about the forward pass first. This is how you calculate the EST at every node. You work from left to right, from the start of the project to the end. At each node, you ask, what is the earliest this node can be reached? If only one activity leads into a node, you simply add the duration of that activity to the EST of the previous node. But here's the critical rule, and this is where candidates lose marks. If two or more activities lead into the same node, you must take the maximum of all the incoming values. Not the minimum, the maximum. Why? Because all preceding activities must be complete before the next one can begin. If one path takes 10 weeks and another takes 14 weeks, you cannot start the next activity until week 14. Taking the minimum would mean starting before all the work is done, which is logically impossible. Now the backward pass. This is how you calculate the LFT at every node. You work from right to left, from the end of the project back to the start. At the final node, the LFT equals the EST, the project duration. Then you work backwards, subtracting each activity's duration from the LFT of the node it leads into. If two or more activities lead backwards into the same node, you take the minimum of all the values. This time the minimum, because the LFT must be the latest time that still allows all subsequent activities to finish on time. Once you have all your ESTs and LFTs, you can identify the critical path. The critical path passes through every node where the EST equals the LFT, in other words, where there is zero slack. These are the nodes where there is absolutely no room for delay. On your diagram, you mark the critical path using double slash marks, two forward slashes, on each critical activity arrow. WJ examiners specifically look for this. If you do all the calculations correctly, but fail to mark the critical path clearly, you will lose marks. Don't let that happen. Now let's talk about total float. Float is the amount of time an activity can be delayed without delaying the overall project. The formula is total float equals LFT of the finishing node minus the duration of the activity minus the EST of the starting node. If an activity has zero float, it is on the critical path. If it has positive float, it is a non-critical activity and has some scheduling flexibility. This flexibility is incredibly valuable for resource management. A business can redeploy workers or equipment from non-critical activities to critical ones if needed. There's one more concept you need to know, the dummy activity. A dummy activity is shown as a dashed arrow on the network diagram. It has zero duration and uses zero resources. Its only purpose is to show a logical dependency. In other words, to indicate that one activity cannot start until another has been completed, even though they don't share a direct sequence. Dummy activities are essential for drawing accurate network diagrams when two activities share some but not all of their preceding activities. Now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, using the minimum instead of the maximum during the forward pass at merge nodes. This is the single most common error. Remember, at a merge node during the forward pass, you always take the maximum. A good way to remember this, during the forward pass, you're asking, how long at the most will it take to get here? Okay, so you take the most, the maximum. Mistake number two, failing to mark the critical path on the diagram. You can have perfect calculations, but if you don't draw those double slash marks on the critical activities, examiners cannot award the marks for identifying the critical path. Always do this, even if you're short on time. Mistake number 3, generic evaluation. This is the big one for the higher mark questions. WJHEZ examiners are very clear. They want evaluation that is specific to the context of the question. If the case study mentions a business with perishable stock, say a food manufacturer, you need to link CPA to the risk of delays causing stock spoilage and the cash flow implications of that. If the case study mentions penalty clauses in a contract, you need to discuss what happens to the business financially if the critical path is delayed. Generic answers like CPA helps businesses plan projects will not get you into the top mark band. Mistake number 4, spending too long on the diagram. The diagram is worth a fixed number of marks, usually around 6 to 8. The evaluation essay that follows is worth far more. Allocate your time accordingly. Use a pencil for the diagram so you can correct errors quickly and move on. Now, a word on evaluation. The best evaluation answers for CPA questions will weigh up both the benefits and the limitations of the technique. Benefits include: it allows simultaneous management of multiple activities, reducing the overall project duration. It identifies where resources should be concentrated. It improves cash flow forecasting by giving a clear project timeline. And it supports just-in-time operations by ensuring materials arrive exactly when needed, reducing storage costs. Limitations include: the technique is only as good as the time estimates. If estimates are inaccurate, the critical path is wrong. External dependencies like supplier delays or bad weather can invalidate the plan, and constructing the diagram is time-consuming and requires expertise. For a top-band evaluation, you should reach a clear, justified judgment about whether CPA is a worthwhile tool for the specific business in the question. Right, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and see how many of these you can answer. Question 1. What rule do you apply at a merge node during the forward pass? The answer is take the maximum value. Question 2. What rule do you apply during the backward pass? The answer is take the minimum value. Question 3. What is the formula for total float? The answer is LFT minus duration minus EST. Question 4. What does zero float tell you about an activity? The answer is it is on the critical path. Question 5. How do you mark the critical path on a network diagram? The answer is with double slash marks on the critical activity arrows. Question 6. What is a dummy activity? The answer is a dashed arrow with zero duration and zero resources, used to show a logical dependency. How did you do? If you got all 6, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section before your exam. Let's wrap up. Critical path analysis is a topic where precision pays off. The forward pass uses the maximum at merge nodes. The backward pass uses the minimum. Total float equals LFT minus duration minus EST. Zero float means critical. Mark your critical path with double slashes. And when you evaluate, always tie your analysis back to the specific business context in the question. Cash flow, resource management, GIT, penalty clauses, whatever the case study gives you. You've got this. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.